Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 25th of March. Financial markets want to believe and are trying to focus on the positive. The US administration does seem to want to exit the war in the Gulf and announced a 15-point ceasefire plan. The Iranians have suggested the US administration is just talking to itself. US President Trump said Iran had given the US a very valuable present on Monday, but declined to say what it was. Commentators are inclined to give the Iranian version of events at least equal weight to Trump's comments on the situation, so why are markets inclined to look for positive outcomes? This may be confirmation bias and loss aversion, but there's also a sense that the political pain in the United States is building. Average gasoline prices are a hair's breadth from $4 a gallon. The Democrats just won the Florida State House district that contains the Mar-a-Lago estate, despite Trump both endorsing the Republican candidate and mailing in a ballot, the Democrat campaign focusing on prices. The president's approval rating generally for the handling of the economy and for the handling of prices specifically is very low. This evidence of rising domestic political pressure then adds emphasis to markets that want to believe the war can be concluded quickly. The UK February consumer price inflation data, of course, predates all of this and might seem somewhat irrelevant to policy discussions. However, the underlying inflation pressures continue to be benign. Output producer price inflation was lower than had been expected, and lower than it was in January, and there were revisions lower to past input price inflation data too. This just does argue that in advance of what is a relative price shock, the balance of supply and demand in the wider UK economy was not particularly creating inflation pressures. That would perhaps argue for more cautious language than the Bank of England seemed to offer at its last meeting. This is not an environment that suggests rate increases are necessary and indeed is still potentially supportive of rate cuts. It would, of course, be wrong to be too critical of a central bank run by an economist, but if His Majesty had seen fit to appoint this economist as governor, there would have been a rather different tone to the last meeting. US February import and export price data is also due, and this too does have some relevance. There does seem to be some concern at the US Federal Reserve about the lingering effects of US tariffs on US core consumer price inflation data. The tariffs were passed on pretty much entirely to US consumers, and the import prices should continue to confirm that tariffs are being paid almost entirely within the US economy. There may have been some creative measures to avoid tariffs, selling to subsidiaries at a low price, and then having the importing subsidiary sell to the supply chain at a normal price, plus the tariff. But overall, the message is clear. These prices, in theory, cover some of the period after the IEEPA tariffs were ruled illegal. But it's very unlikely any of that would show up here. And as import prices didn't really change in response to the imposition of tariffs, there's no reason to suppose they'll change in response to their removal and reimposition through other measures. The German IFO business sentiment opinion poll is due. As with other sentiment polls, this is at the mercy of media reporting and sensationalism around the war and its effects. It's not clear what use sentiment data is to anyone at the moment, other than perhaps cable news channels looking to fill airtime. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.